Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing this back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Matamore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. His new book is called 21 Days to a Big Idea, and that's kind of what we're talking about. Surprises, right, Brian? What are the surprises that we can use? How could we use the concept of surprises in a good way? Like I said before, you got to be careful about surprises. Brian, I've always said that if you're surprised in business, that's not good, because if it turns out bad, obviously that's not good. If it turns out good, you just got lucky, right?
But if you use a surprise,
what you're talking about, if you use it as a creative device, that's a good thing.
You're absolutely right. And you know, before the break, you're talking about Airbnb. If you said to Marriott or something, yeah, there's going to be a new company that doesn't own any hotel rooms. It's going to be a huge competitor of yours.
And is going to be capitalized to a greater degree than all of its major competitors put together.
You'd think they were nuts.
They would tell you that they'd come and get you and lock you up.
Yeah, or Encyclopedia Britannica, and you say, yeah, well, we're going to use everything but paid experts.
Mm-hmm.
and Wikipedia shows up, or you know, and so that's, and before the break we were talking about this whole idea of disruptive wargaming, and so we have our clients role playing not only the direct competitors, if you're say in the insurance business, but we have them role play Amazon, Google, and Walmart, because if those guys decide to go into the insurance business, those businesses are going to be disrupted in a huge way.
Mm-hmm.
And role playing that and being ready for those surprises, it'll make you feel more confident of the future. But even more important, in a way, you will get all kinds of new ideas, and it will also humble you. We found that the sales forces, even though they had record quarters after they went through this exercise, they were much more humble than they ever had been, because they realized that they needed to do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could get their lunch eaten by these other competitors.
And I keep coming back so much. I keep coming back to this. Of all the things that I feel like I've crystallized for myself over the last 10, 15 years, there's one thing, there's one little statement that I came up with that I just keep using over and over again. And it fit in our last discussion a half hour ago with another guest. It's fitting, I think, right now. And it follows what you just said. And here's my crystallization. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Well, I'm gonna have to think about. See, I told you I learned something every time I come on.
Well, but you see, all right. So it's okay to be in the automobile business. Nobody's asking you to get out of the automobile business, but it's not okay to think about how customers want you to sell it to them. It's not okay to fall in love with how they want you to sell it to them.
Yeah, I love that. And so here's a surprising how. We're talking about the how here, right? It's not the what. If you know, I'm in automobile business, but you're saying, well, let's not get too married to the how, right? To how
right,
you do something.
Right. That's right.
So, you know, one of the things that we've done, believe it or not, is we've outsourced research, which we would never have done before. So we've had, you know, because we were too egotistical about our own powers of research, you know, when we prepare for ideation sessions or brainstorming sessions with clients or do new business studies, et cetera, we would think, oh, we have to do all that research. No, we've outsourced some of that research to people in the Philippines, you know, and that was a big thing for us. And so a surprising idea might be to, well, use Fiverr or any of these other, you know, crowdsourcing, lower-cost research services to help have them, pay them to help you come up with ideas to grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, and we're also egotistical about with that. We would never do that. But, boy, we have found huge contributions from doing that kind of thing.
Well, and the thing is what you realize is you're not going to stop expending your resources and to try to grow your business. But what if you can be more efficient in one area and it allows you to have more leverage in another area?
Yeah.
And see, that's the beauty of an open market. And I know people don't like globalization, and sometimes it creates negative things that we don't like. But this is like saying we don't like the tide. How are we going to stop it?
Yeah, I agree with you. And the surprising thing is you have to stop looking at that as a threat and the enemy, but as a resource you can exploit.
That's exactly right. And there are a number of things like that. Look at the taxi industry. Who would have thought that Uber and Lyft and those guys would happen, and that would catch on?
Yeah, and that those guys' core competency would be as much about legal,
right?
You know, as anything.
Mm-hmm. So last thoughts on this segment before we go to a break. Wrap it up for us, Brian.
Wrap up the segment. Yeah, I mean, I've got a whole bunch of surprising techniques here, or surprising ways to think. And so, if you know, when we come back after the break, I can share some of these.
Give us one example that you think we're going to talk about.
So, a how-to would be sort of a silly lunch. I mean, it sounds ridiculous and stupid, but boy, it's really worked for some of our clients.
Is that like? Would this be sort of like Monty Python's skit, the Bureau of Silly Walks? Would it be like that?
I haven't seen that, but I'm thinking yes, if it's Monty Python.
It's right after the dead parrot skit, and just before the clopping two coconut hours together. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Right back with Brian Matamor. We're having a good time with him. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.